What a weird week. Canadian Thanksgiving special. 10-10 again.
Hi, everybody. It's weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like
really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends. I'm Scott, and this is What a Weird Week, a show about the weird news that happened this week. For show notes and more, visit shownotes.page. That's shownotes.page. It's Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend, but instead of taking the week off or even posting a rerun, please enjoy this 10-10 episode where we revisit 10 former number 10 entries from this podcast and see how they hold up now. So here comes Season 4, Episode 54, 10 Tens for Thanksgiving, first published on Friday, October 6, 2023.
10.
Kicking off the top 10 this week, number 10 from March 24th, 2023. The headline was Bonkers Carrot Caper. This happened at the Clearview Mall in Pennsylvania, where police caught the suspects. Charges at the time were expected, pending. Two people stole a giant foam carrot and a piñata from a mall Easter display in March of this year. And when they took off, a security guard was dragged by the getaway truck for around a quarter mile. No one was hurt, thankfully. Police located the large carrot and the Easter piñata at a home. And at the time, we hoped there would be some sort of Hollywood treatment. Because no one got hurt, we were like, maybe this should be a movie. All right, how does that one stack up? Long story short, it holds up. We haven't had any other giant foam carrot theft stories on this Weird News podcast since that happened in March. This is our only weird Easter caper story, so that one holds up. The follow-up on this is they named the two fellows, an 18-year-old and a 20-year-old, and they said they would be charged at a future date. They also said because of the nature of the crime, they wouldn't be taken into custody. Oh, they were both visiting from Texas. So the anonymous tip came in. They found them at a house. The two fellows were visiting from Texas. When they said the nature of the crime, I think what they mean, right, is it was more of a prank. No one got hurt. Although that security guard did get dragged for around a quarter mile behind the getaway vehicle, but they weren't taken into custody. And then that story goes cold. I don't know. The follow-up is kind of open-ended. What happened next? The story just went cold after that.
10.
The next number 10 was from March 31st of this year. It was about the fella, the 91-year-old fella who crossed the Grand Canyon. It's around 24 miles to hike from one edge of the Grand Canyon down through to the other edge. This took 5 days. 91-year-old fellow named John did it, and he got in the Guinness Book of World Records. He is the oldest person to ever cross the Grand Canyon. This one holds up. No 92-year-old was waiting in the wings to break this record, I guess, or hasn't done it yet. So John is still the world record holder as the oldest person to cross the Grand Canyon. At the time, I remember treating this like an inspirational news story. Something, you know, if you've always dreamed of getting in the Guinness Book of World Records, but you can never seem to get it right. You could never get that Rubik's Cube solved or, you know, cross the Grand Canyon. There are still opportunities as you get older. This one, you can train until you're 92 years old and then attempt to beat the world record. So this one holds up and still inspirational. 're listening to What a Weird Week. It's a show that leans into the weirdness.
10.
Our next entry in our 10-10s Thanksgiving special is from April 7th of this year. How young is the world's youngest published author? That's weird, eh? We went from the oldest person across the Grand Canyon one week, and the next week we kicked off the show with the young author. This was a story about that boy from the United Arab Emirates, 4 years old, 4 years and 218 days old, and has a published book called The Elephant, Saeed and the Bear. The book is about kindness and an elephant and a polar bear, and it is officially a Guinness World Record. This person, the youngest published author, you have to have at least 1,000 copies sold to have an official Guinness World Record as a published author. This book sold more than 1,000 copies and Guinness World Record. This story holds up. No one younger than 4 years old has published a book. Come on, slackers! What's going on? In writing, three-year-olds. I remember at the time, I was maybe in a bad place that week. I remember thinking, wow, once you start kindergarten, once you're 5 years old, strolling into the kindergarten class, if you don't have a published book, you failed already because a four-year-old did it. That one was not a great take on my behalf, I would say, for the aspiring writers. When you crunch the numbers, the demographics of this, the people who listen to this program, it cuts off at a certain age, so you don't know how many five-year-olds are listening to this podcast, but I want to apologize to any five-year-olds listening who want to be a writer, and I was like, you might as well quit. You didn't get the world record. That was a terrible thing to say. Continue to pursue your dreams. Five-year-olds, please continue to write. Stay with it. Let's end on that message.
10.
Next up was our story from April 14th of this year. How short is Pearl the Chihuahua, the shortest dog in the world? And so just to recap, from the ground up, Pearl the Pooch is 3.59 inches tall, a little bit taller than 3/4 or half of a dollar bill, or a little bit taller than a credit card. Also, a can of soup is taller than Pearl the Pooch. Pearl is about as long as a dollar bill, 5 inches long, weighs a little bit more than a pound. Does this story hold up? Turns out Pearl the Chihuahua was actually a person in a suit. It was all fake, you guys. No, no, the story does hold up, and Pearl the Chihuahua is still the shortest dog in the world. And the photos are still wonderful. If you want to see Pearl the Pooch and smile, click shownotes.page. This is the What a Weird Week show, a weekly rundown of weird news.
10.
If you're just jumping in here, we're doing 10 number 10s from past episodes as a Canadian Thanksgiving special. And then going back to see, do the stories still hold up? Are they still weird? Is it all still a real thing? Did it really happen? Will we be disgraced by reporting something that was completely fake at the time? So far, so good. The next one is, how fast can you... Ooh, this one doesn't hold up, you guys. Spoiler alert. How fast can you drink? Are you ready to set a world record? A German man shattered the... This is from April 21st of this year, when the German fellow shattered the Capri Sun speed drinking world record. 10.41 seconds, finished an entire Capri Sun drink. These are the ones where... If you don't have Capri Sun where you're at, it's a bag of drink and you stab it with that pointy straw and you drink the thing. Well, that was a nice record while it lasted. But just last week, we talked about the fellow who now has a Capri Sun speed drinking record of under 10 seconds. 8-point-something seconds to finish an entire Capri Sun. So this story does not hold up from April to last week. It was a record, but now there's a new champ in town.
10.
Next up, from April 28th of 2023, nudists will feel naked and exposed if cable car over nude beach goes ahead. This was a story we had in April from Vienna, where there was a plan for a cable car route to pass over a beach frequented by nudists. And it was not a popular thing amongst the nudists. A nudist named Barbara was quoted in the story. I don't want to end up on the internet, 72-year-old Barbara said. The developer said the cable car will pass over the beach for hardly any time at all. The cable car windows could be the kind that switch to non-see-through when the cable car gets close to the beach. Anyway, that was the story in April. How does this one hold up? At the time, I remember I was like, everyone calm down. Keep your pants on, nudists. I was very proud of that joke, I remember. So does it hold up? The last thing I can find about this is from a blogger who says in their blog post, not sure if it's a sure thing yet or still in the possibly could happen stage. So there's not a lot yet. I mean, these projects, sometimes they take a while. You got to get approval. You got to get money, all of that. And then you got to calm down the nudists. There's a lot happening behind the scenes, no doubt, but there's not a lot of follow-up yet on this one. I found some video of non-nude variety, and I will post that in the updated show notes. a weekly countdown of weirdy McWeird stuff. This is the What a Weird Week show.
10.
Next is from May 5th of 2023, our number 10. That episode was Freaky Foot World Record. Do not attempt. This was about the lady named Kelsey who set a Guinness World Record for her freaky footwork. Basically, she can point one foot forwards and the other foot backwards. Kelsey is a librarian from New Mexico. Her official world record is most foot rotation for a female. She discovered this world record ability at her library when the new Guinness Book of World Records came out. She's flipping through. She saw the foot record in there and she was like, I wonder if I could do that. She did. And she could get more flexibility or more whatever. She could be going in both directions more so. However you word it, I'm not sure. Anyway, this story holds up. This one is still a Guinness World Record. And please, if you're going to attempt it, stretch, consult a physician. I just feel like you could try this one. Maybe you're having a couple of wobbly pops or something at a Canadian Thanksgiving party this weekend, and you're like, I'm going to try that world record. And you haven't warmed up enough or whatever. Maybe your feet would stick that way. How are you going to get around now? Please do not attempt.
10.
Next, number 10 was from May 12th, 2023. How excited are you about printed fish? That was our headline from May. The company in Israel has 3D printed fish. It's not meal ready fish. You print it out and then you have to cook it. Fish fillet. They start with lab grown grouper fish and they turn that into some sort of edible filament for a 3D food printer. That was kind of how I described it at the time. It's an oversimplification, but you get the picture. Lab-grown, printable fish could save the environment, could save real fish, could save all of us. Like the other lab-grown meats, they're trying to get enough food for everyone. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everyone, all of the humans, had enough to eat? That would be good, right? They said they wanted this to be available for purchase next year. At the time, I described it as white goo. It looks like white goo. I stand by that. It does look like white goo. And how does it taste? Well, unfortunately, our website, when you click our show notes, we do not have that capability. I know. I should be upgrading to Squarespace. I get it. But right now, our show notes blog does not have lick the screen capabilities so that you can taste what the printable fish would taste like. So is this story fishy or does it hold up? I say it holds up. I mean, we're still at the place where they're trying to get regulatory approval, get through all the hoops you got to jump through. And then by the end of 2024, they hope to have it available. You know, you could have it on your plate by next year. That's where we're at with this one. So I say it holds up. I've been voting all of these hold up, haven't I? Mostly. Maybe I'm biased. Recapping the weird ones from this week's news, this is What a Weird Week.
10.
If you're just jumping in at this point, this is the What a Weird Week show Thanksgiving special for Canadian Thanksgiving. We're doing 10 tens, 10 former number 10 stories, and then we're doing follow-ups. Do the stories hold up? This is from May 19th, 2023. The gator that fooled us all. This happened on Treasure Island on the Gulf Coast. Police on night beach patrol were surprised by a tricky gator, a biggie. From their Facebook post, look at the size of that gator one of our officers tried rounding up on Treasure Island Beach last night. It was an incredibly realistic sand sculpture. That's it. That's what we had for a number 10? Well, this story doesn't hold up. I mean, we've had weirder stories than this. Weirder things have happened to you on your way to work this morning, probably. Right?
Last week recap.
This is where we recap last week. It's right there in the title. And this episode from last week is still up if you want to check it out if you didn't have a chance. Shownotes.page to find previous episodes and all the show notes and all the links. Number 10 last week, Tinder's very expensive option makes news. I kept saying $4.99 and made it sound like it was $5 a month. It's $500 a month. I think we made it clear by the end of that story, but it's a lot of money for Tinder. Or is it? I don't know. I'm married. Number 9 last week, Wienermobile rides again. Number 8 was Dogs Go to Human Movie, World Reacts. Number 7, Flock of Sheep Steal 600 Pounds of Marijuana Plants. Number 6 was Guinness World Record for 10-Year-Old Makes Many of Us Feel Inadequate. Number 5 was Message in a Bottle Sweepstakes Makes News. Number 4 last week, Guy Drinks Capri Sun Brand Beverage Very Fast Sets New World Record. 8.02 seconds. Number 3, Drug That Can Grow New Teeth was in the news. Number 2 last week, Dog from Canada Sets Sock Removal Record. I had a hard time getting through that one last week. We had an honorable mention last week, SpongeBob Mac and Cheese is a Triumph of the Human Spirit. And number 1 last week, The Lady Who Got Stuck in the Toilet. Lady Stuck in Toilet Makes News, Retrieves Watch. A few of you sent notes saying I should have had that outhouse story at number 2. In the number 2 spot, the lady in the watch in the outhouse. It should have been number 2. You're absolutely right. Well played. Welcome back to the What a Weird Week show. Our final number 10 of this all 10 special is
10
from May 26, 2023. People reminded to wear clothes for driver's license photo in Georgia. Now in the state of Georgia in the USA, you can get a digital driver's license. As part of the apply process when the story came out, you have to send them a photo. And at the time, the Georgia Department of Driver Services posted on their Facebook, "Attention, lovely people of the digital era. Please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for your digital driver's license and IDs. Let's raise our virtual glasses and toast to the future. Cheers to technology." Until, I would say that story holds up until they allow naked driver's license. How about that? And that's a wrap on our special episode of 10 number 10s from the past year. The lasting tenacity of weird cannot be understated. I don't know, am I wrong? It seems to me like most of those stories hold up. And so we'll wrap there the special episode of 10 number 10s from the past year. If you are celebrating Thanksgiving this weekend, Canadian Thanksgiving, have a weird and wonderful happy Thanksgiving. If you're not celebrating, same, except with the Thanksgiving aspect. If you want to check out all the stuff we talked about, go to shownotes.page. Also, streaming on Funhouse Radio on weekends. So if you would like to listen to What a Weird Week on Funhouse Radio, ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio.